Crawley in heaven, game cancelled in Devon, we're into 2011, this is episode 7.
8, dickhead.
Oh, damn it! Hello, this is Wise Men Say, episode 8. We're into 2011 now, Saturday the 1st of January. I'm here with Ian and Ben.
Hello.
Hello.
Quite a few cancellations. I say cancellations, postponements.
Yeah, postponements, yeah. Mm. It's not, well, you know, we're not
quite
overly
a few cans,
happy.
He's what I meant to say, wasn't it?
We're not overly happy. The three games we're reviewing today, we lost two of them. We lost to Crawley and we lost to Bournemouth today. And we drew.
Peterborough.
Yes!
We're going to draw.
So, they're
going to get an equal score.
I really liked yours because neither team loses and everyone's happy at the end of the game. It's a New Year festive spirit.
Unbelievable.
He thinks he's Rod Stewart.
I am Rod Stewart.
No, we've, should be a good laugh today anyway. We're going to review those three games. We're going to do the usual prediction sections, a slight review of the season so far.
Yeah, nothing in depth. It's not a big award.
We're having the proverbial oranges at halftime if the season was 90 minutes. So that's my analogy.
Put a couple of pleas out for Charlie. To stay.
Please stay.
Stay another game.
I mean, basically what tends to happen in this episode is the thought of Charlie going... causes various members of the podcast to burst into song.
I would be in massive emotional pain if he did go.
Well, I'd get ready for it because I think
it's done,
though. Yeah.
What was it you said?
He can't score the amount of goals he's scoring without teams. You know, it's a proven fact in January is the one thing that teams do look for is a goal scorer, don't they?
Yeah.
Teams aren't winning. You could be losing games because you've got an awful defence, but every team always thinks the answer to it is a goal scorer.
Well, I mean, that's spot on. But before we move on to the main body of the podcast, can I just put a thought out there that maybe if he does go, it might not be the worst thing in the world. Maybe it'll give us a proverbial kick up the jacksy. I mean, you know, it's just something worth considering.
Big V, your time to make up.
Yeah,
Thomas DeSavy, step up, son, step up. We need you.
Yeah. When are we getting these oranges?
Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Happy listening.
Despite their numerical advantage, Crawley couldn't break down Swindon for a third time until the 117th minute. Smith getting his second goal of the game for a hugely deserved win. The non-leaguers having outplayed a team 35 places above them in the league pyramid for most of the match.
We're going to review our exit from the FA Cup now on Tuesday the 7th of December at the County Ground, 3-2 to Crawley Town after extra time. Really quite depressing, wasn't it?
Pains me.
Freezing cold as well.
Oh, my toes were like a block of ice.
You know, I'm kind of glad I didn't go because you're sat out there for, what, almost 2 hours?
I've just remembered
freezing
something.
Freezing cold.
Yeah. It was horrible, but we did have a Carvery roll, didn't we, Ian?
We did have a Carvery roll, which was the highlight of the whole evening, to be honest.
Also, you gave me crackling as well.
It was the only thing that didn't leave a bad taste in our mouth.
We do have quite often have a sort of a food-based theme running through these podcasts.
Yeah.
By the way, I just remembered you both owe me a tenner still from that.
Ian's just
made 20 quid on this podcast already.
So you started the podcast off before recording by saying you two remember to remain upbeat and then started it by reminding you that we collectively owe you £20.
Mate, if you owe money, you owe money.
It was poor. I actually remember Robin saying to you part three through the game, I hope this doesn't. I'd rather go out than go to extra time.
Yeah, say, yeah.
I'd rather just go home.
I was listening to it on the radio, and I think it was Vic Morgan, whoever just said, and he's just there going, I think it's safe to say that even the Crawley fans, all Swindon fans, are really hoping this doesn't go to extra time.
Yeah.
Either team will just probably take defeat and just go home, to be honest.
Why do they put everyone in one stand as well? We're all just crushed into. Obviously not the players and everyone else as well, it was only the supporters in the stand, but it was, everyone was crushed in, there was no... Oh, it was just a bad night.
You say crushed in, you mean it's just annoying that everyone's in one stand, not as if there was some kind of...
Yeah,
horrible,
not... I mean,
don't say but there was some horrible sardines-esque situation.
No, I don't mind being close to the people, and I'm allowed to do it now.
You touched a few people, didn't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was all in all, it was a terrible night. Bad performance, bad... Right result, really. In terms of what happened.
I wasn't as annoyed as some people were with it as a result, because at the time we'd just beaten Wednesday, I think, or we'd just beaten Colchester, or maybe we'd just beaten both of them. Yeah, we had, hadn't we? And I was thinking that, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Concentrate on the league, rah rah, etc. All those kind of things.
Rah rah.
Concentrate
on the league, rah rah rah.
The other thing I thought people didn't really sort of take into account is that they're a pretty tidy side. They're a good
zipping ball. They're a good money as well, aren't they? They've spent a lot of money on getting where they are. And I bet everyone's not going, but they're 700 places below us.
Yeah,
they're a good team. They play good football, but the massive turning point in the game is when we lost
Jonathan Douglas. And that was ironic as well, because that we lost him in a kind of... We were losing... They were enjoying more of the ball, and someone needed to kind of, you know, almost rough it up a bit. Not rough it up, but, you know, take the game by the scruff.
Show that we actually cared.
Exactly. Get some control. And it was that kind of tackle that we needed to be doing, but he got it a bit wrong. He overran it a bit. And looking at the replay, at the time I was incensed, and I was like, oh, that's pure gamesmanship. Yeah. I've got him sent off there. But looking at the replay, I think the ref might have made up his mind already.
Mm. If he timed it right, I don't think it was a bad tackle. But I think he's the mistiming... is what's got him sent off, because it's ended up like he has gone above the foot.
Yeah,
he's come down. But if he's timed it well, it would have been a great tackle. Yeah, it was only one footed. It's ended up being high by mistake.
I think it was one foot. That's what I said at the time.
It was one foot. But yeah. I think what got him sent off is the reaction of their players. They made so much of it, like he'd gone over and stabbed someone.
Yeah,
which he clearly hadn't.
They made so much of it from them all game.
But that's for their manager, isn't it? You can see the way that manager was reacting the whole game. The players were just carrying on the same way that he was.
Actually, I've just remembered me and Ian also enjoyed three different spots, didn't we?
Yeah,
we watched the first half like up in
what? Spots.
Yeah, three different spots. People, in the
stand. We kept leaving our seat. And then coming back to our seat and finding that it had been taken up by someone else.
Why did you leave your seat?
Just as a game, to see if it would be
Calvary
taken.
Calvary rolls.
Sometimes when the game's
how
boring.
How many Calvary rolls did you have?
Sometimes when the game's boring, me and Robin play 1-2-3 and in.
Right,
one of us will hide.
I hid in the Don Rogers.
One of us will hide in a random seat in the Arkle Stand.
I show Ian the trick where I make it look like I'm splitting my thumb. Bloody brilliant.
It's actually passing the time.
You know, Ian, I think the greatest thing you've brought to this podcast so far is your unbelievable appetite. Which I had forgotten about. I always thought I was a champion eater.
I am a champion eater.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe we need to organise some sort of Carvery challenge. So we get some sponsorship.
Mr. Cod.
Get Mr. Cod in on it.
Yeah, Mr. Cod, he'll definitely in on it. I'm sure he will.
Have you noticed that...
He's a big lister of
looking podcasts. At that replay of Douglas getting sent off...
Mr. Cod Olympics.
That doesn't even work.
Instead of five rings, you could have, like, five squid rings or something.
Five calamari.
Yeah, five calamari.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not really, no. Let's move on. What were you
saying? Yeah, I was going to say, Johnny Douglas.
After Mr. Cod, I've often found the bronze medal shortly afterwards, or deposited a bronze medal, should I say, as a result of their meals.
Why? Please stop. Johnny Douglas. You know, we said last time that he's got that look about him of a sort of embittered 1970s man.
Yeah.
He looked quite menacing when that sending off anyway, with his kind of designer stubble.
Yeah.
Maybe that contributed to it. He's got the kind of look where he's looking more disheveled.
Amankwa looked unsteady at best. I don't think that was a very good game to give him, really. He hadn't played for a while. Freezing cold, icy.
Yeah.
But really hard ground.
It's almost like no one else wanted to play.
Yeah.
Will you play? No. Will you play?
Or you, Kev?
Put that point down. Come in here a second.
Kevin's always up to play.
We've got a plan for you. You're in.
I will not let you down.
I'm sorry, boss. It's just too icy out there for me.
And ugly goals as well. Ugly goals from Crawley. Not
that winner from theirs is just like. I know it's a good finish, but it just kind of rolls in.
Yeah,
it's just like stab it in.
When you're watching the game there, and I could have told you the minute the game went even, there was absolutely no chance in this world we were going to get out of that game.
I thought we were going to get it to penalties though.
That was our only hope, wasn't it? Of getting to penalties and winning on penalties.
We might have even switched off a little bit. It looked like they had two or three men
more than us. They were absolutely battering us.
We couldn't
just
play
like me and you were just hanging on for life.
The team
was hanging on for life on the pitch, and we were hanging on for life in sub-zero temperatures off it.
It was.
Did you huddle together?
The only highlight of it was when one of the Swindon fans threw the ball into Steve Evans, that just smashed him on the back of the head.
He deserved
that.
That was almost
as good as being in the draw for the next round.
A bit arsy, wasn't he? I think he was kind of like compensating for the fact that he was like, you know, in the lower league side and kind
yeah,
of, you
lower
know,
league
little
mentality.
Man syndrome kind of thing. He was really,
is he a little
really
man?
Fight? No, but he's effectively
that's
a little
one
man.
Of he was.
No,
okay,
he's,
well,
rather portly.
Is he?
Rather portly, yeah.
He's enjoyed too many Carvery rolls. We're doing a lot of advertising for this Carvery rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For John's Carvery rolls.
Not even sure they still do Carvery rolls at County Ground.
Pretty good, though.
So what were you eating? Did you just bring these?
Yeah. I asked for a Carvery roll. I didn't actually check it as to what it was.
Anyway,
in summary,
poor result.
poor result, but it's not the doom and gloom that some people made it out to be afterwards. I did listen on the radio and I heard people ringing in afterwards, and these people that do ring in these things, and it's just idiots. Seriously.
Do you know what, Ben? Do you know what, Ian? I will say it as simple as this. Everyone's going, oh my God, we got beat by a non-league side. Who's our best player? Where did he come from?
Yeah that's very true.
You know.
Yeah, I would say it's more...
Hang on. Kevin Magma. Swansea.
It's more of a loss for us to lose Douglas for three games than it is to get knocked out of the cup, I personally think.
Well, as the rest of the games transpire, really. The Douglas thing is a big thing. But anyway.
We're not going to win the FA Cup this season, and that was Crawley.
Next year's our year. That was Crawley.
Carvery.
On by Ferry. Nicely played this by Swindon. Here's Ritchie. Brought down, was he? Penalty. Mark Little brings down Matt Ritchie. And a chance for Charlie Austin to level things up. Straight down the middle. And Swindon Town are back on level terms.
We're going to review our 1-1 draw at the County Ground Tuesday, the 28th of December, against Peterborough, a decent Peterborough side.
They are a good team.
First 15 minutes, they're knocking it around very nicely. Second half, we were the better side, and I think we could have easily won the game, but there we go.
I think the first 15 minutes, and like you said, they're knocking it about.
Triangles.
Triangles. Mikael Smith was everywhere, and you said number 24. Triangle sandwiches. Who was number 24?
The guy who scored the goal. Can't remember his name.
He was
a good player.
Tomlin.
Tomlin, that's it.
They look good at top, Tomlin, to be honest.
I thought that first 15 minutes was probably the best footballing I've seen from the wayside at the County Ground.
Yeah.
Triangle sandwiches, mate, they taste better. Taste better than square ones, everyone knows that.
No, I always used to have squares. Maybe that's why I'm so weird.
Yeah.
Well,
if you think the crisps are sandwiches, then you are a bit weird.
What?
Squares, isn't it?
Right, okay.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. The point I wanted to make about this game, one of the main points I wanted to make about this game, was that it was... Unfortunately for me, from a personal perspective, it was a bit of an about turn, a bit of a 180 on Big V, on the V unit, on Pericar. I've always stuck by him. I've always thought that he's got, you know, while he's not the most mobile, he does have a degree of class to his game in the way that he can bring other people into the game. But I'm not seeing it anymore. I'm just seeing a donkey who lets the ball run away from him.
As lackluster a display as you'll ever see from a centre forward.
But best chest in League One. I mean, we're still not denying that.
Best chest in League One, yeah, definitely.
You notice in that game, as it went on, you could see him looking over to the bench. He just wanted to be bought off, didn't he?
There was a bit in the first, having
such a bad game.
I think the point you made the other week, Ian, about, you know, when he's not holding it up and when he's not linking the play, what else does he give you? And I think that's very valuable.
The answer's nothing, isn't it?
And I thought...
It doesn't give you anything.
I thought he was that kind of player. I thought he was intelligent, back to goal, and would hold on to it for you, but he's not doing it.
No, the ball never sticks to him.
Sometimes he does the role brilliantly.
If it's not enough, sort of pace, he can't hold on to it.
No.
The thing is, as well, his positional play, and I know that being a striker, positional play is not the most important thing, we're still tracking back, but there's a bit when he's trying to cover for a throw in, and the rest of the players were having to shout at him for a good sort of 10 seconds. Vince, get the guy for the throw. And he's looking around just going, what?
I think probably the most diplomatic thing we can say is that it's not working. And I was actually surprised when he was brought on today as the impact sub for the game today that we've just seen against I can't even remember who bloody play.
He's in Bournemouth.
He has been struggling massively recently. He's never scored any goals. He's still not scoring any goals. He's now not making any goals. He's not really doing anything. The crowd are massively on his back, aren't they?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily agree with that 100%, because I think that, you know, there's been, you know, he hasn't...
There's been some unfair abuse.
Yeah.
When I say abuse, I mean, but there's some sort of unfair criticism levelled at the guy. Because he has had some good games and he has played some nice things. And of course, as a mate of mine at work said...
It's not enough, though, is it?
You don't know what he's been told by Danny to play, to play. Danny, I'm not saying Danny's there, go... Just be rubbish. We need you to be rubbish today,
Vince. If you could do your best to not control it.
The thing is with Pericard, like, think back through all the Swindon games. Can you remember him sprinting for anything?
No,
I can never remember. When he comes back in defence for a corner, no exaggeration, you watch the clock, it will take 5 minutes for him to get back up front again. And the only time he'll sprint is if he needs to get there to get offside before the ball gets there.
I reckon it's because he has a couple of Carvery rolls on the way back up.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mate. Exactly what it is.
Those Carvery rolls.
Jamie's mailed in again, and he says that we are pericardiously close to relegation.
Wordplay. We love wordplay.
See what he's done, and great stuff.
Is that Wimbledon prison?
Yeah.
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 those photos.
We'll give you the cigarettes. You've got some new currency. It's all good.
Charge of his phone card, Ben. Give us some phone card points.
Shane Ritchie.
Yeah.
Matt Ritchie.
Well played for the penalty.
Yep.
Lovely little drag back. We all knew it was a penalty. They knew it was a penalty. I was going to make the point that that's his signature move.
Yeah, he does like the drag back.
See, I thought he had a lot more to offer in terms of beating players when he first sort of when we first got him on loan.
He was playing out wide.
Yeah, he was electrifying.
Well, we had him last season, didn't we? Briefly, but he hardly got a look in.
To the ward.
Normally when a player does that move and pulls it, comes inside rather than continuing to go past a man, it's normally because they're being played on the side against what their foot is. So you're playing like a left sided player on the right side.
And he's weaker,
so I don't. Are we playing on the wrong side? I don't really know.
No, it's a good job he won the penalty, basically, because he wouldn't have been able to muster the shot.
He tried to get the move again later and he fluffed it, didn't he?
And he tried the same thing, yeah.
Signature moves.
Maybe they need, I'm willing, Danny, to be the skills coach. I mean, I could do...
You could teach them all signature moves.
Actually, 15 to 20 kick-ups.
Yeah.
So I could teach you some more moves.
Teach them how to do Hulk Hogan's leg drop. That was a signature move.
Hadouken thingy.
Yeah, teach him how to do a fireball.
Blanker's electrifying. Teach him how to do that bad boy.
I don't think you're allowed to do Blanker's electrifying on the pitch. I think that's what Douglas tried against Crawley.
Chun Li's spinning bird kick was a bit rude, really, wasn't it?
I remember I played it in front of my mum and dad.
They took the game off me immediately and it was replaced with Tetris. One of the blocks was a dirty shape and that was taken as well.
I used to have a kid at my school.
My name isn't Tarquin.
It should be. I used to have a kid at my school who looked exactly like Blanker. And his nickname was Blanker. And a mate of mine emailed me recently saying, Blanker's on Facebook, look. And there he was.
Blanker.
What a name.
You dumped her in the end, didn't you?
Yeah. Sorry, Judith. Had a beard.
But yeah, I mean, what more can we say? I mean, I suppose, 1-1 at home
to Peterborough, that's not bad, and we made them.
We were by far and away the better side in the second half. They were obviously, doing.
The problem we've got into really is
Mikal Smith. Good performance from him. Lively and robust. And
only 2 years ago, they rocked away with this league, and that's the same sort of. They absolutely stormed it, didn't they?
Yeah,
promoted, and it's the same bones of that team. I mean, All right, McLean wasn't there because he's going somewhere else. Got to Rod Hull.
But there's somebody at the door.
Fix my aerial, would you? Oh, hang on.
Skipping up the motorway to Hull, chanting there's somebody at the door.
The problem we've got
as we speak.
1-1 with Peterborough is not a bad result, and a draw Peterborough is I suppose a decent result. Mm. But because we've dropped points where we shouldn't, look at your home games.
That's
like we can't afford to drop any more points at home, can we? Regardless of who we play,
we will though. Of course we will.
But if we want to get back to anywhere near where we were last season,
last season we played as a team though.
Mm,
didn't we? Last season we were a team.
The discussion we had beforehand, Robin, you said that we were the better team. Yeah, we were the better team, but when they played football,
they played as a team.
It looked better. Yeah. And you noticed then we play more as individuals.
Yeah.
We show a lot of passion when we need to, but we don't really seem to play great football, do we?
Yeah, and when you're missing like key individuals, such as Jonathan Douglas, the big JD, the JD and Coke. The JD and Fries.
The winter of discontent.
I'm not sure, was it just me or either of you really looking into Charlie's goal scoring celebration, because obviously it's the last game of the year, there's a lot of talk about going January.
He waved.
I was looking to see whether he was going to give it a wave or whether he's going to lift up his top to reveal CEO
on
it. Yeah.
You guys,
I just want to see his chest.
Well, I was going to say, you guys say he waved to the crowd. Cards. I think he more sort of waved to me.
Good performance. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't his best game, was it?
No, he missed a few chances.
He had a couple of good chances, which he didn't.
I think. The first one, he kind of got under it a bit. The second one, yeah.
The thing is, the expectation levels...
Ferry could have gone on for the second one, couldn't he? I think he was a bit surprised to receive it for the second one. But the first one, I think he could have done better.
But it's like Ian said last time. He's only going to score once per game, isn't he?
Yeah, and he gets one in a game.
And he knew there was going to be a penalty, so... Fluff the other ones.
I feel quite bad for saying this, but I didn't fancy him to score that penalty. No, the penalties I've seen him take for us have never been that good.
To go down the middle, doesn't
he? Yeah, he goes down the middle a lot. They're never in the corners. And that Lewis, he's a decent keeper.
He was a good keeper. He's made a few good saves from Sheehan and stuff
like
that.
Yeah,
well, he was in the England setup at one stage, wasn't he?
Where did he used to be?
I don't know where he was, but when he was in the England setup, he was at Peterborough. He was number three keeper, even though he was at Peterborough.
Really?
Yeah, so he's obviously decent and he made a couple of good saves.
That's good stuff. That's like being, an origami champion despite having one arm.
But you
need your feet.
When you look at Austin, he, you can tell he's just a massively confident guy, isn't he? Like, he picked the ball up for the penalty, he put it down, he put it in. He probably didn't even have the smallest doubt in his mind
he's,
that he would
score. Very confident.
Yeah. Well, that's I think if you lose the confidence, you lose the player.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what's happened to a strike partner, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately so. It's not
Perricrap's confidence is totally is totally gone.
Well, that's the bombshell to finish on. Perricrap.
Yeah, cheers.
Expect better. That was Peterborough.
Here comes Feeney again with a throw, caused all the problems in the first half. Bouncing around awkwardly. Pierce! Jason Pierce, with 10 minutes to go, puts Bournemouth in front. It's an acrobatic finish beyond Phil Smith. Bournemouth lead by 2-1.
Okay, we're now going to review the Bournemouth game at the County Ground today, Saturday, the 1st of January, kicking off the new year with a 2-1 defeat. Quite a depressing game, really.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Where do we start? Phil Gibbs, the referee?
Yeah, he was awful.
I thought we weren't going to go straight into the haranguing.
He was awful.
let's just go straight into it. I mean, we do always get, you know what, refs, but he was exceptional.
He was an idiot with his two clown-like assistants.
He was like just doddering around as well. I wasn't really... And smiling a lot.
Yeah,
as well.
The smiling got me.
Yeah, yeah. Don't smile at your ineptitude, mate.
Yeah.
This isn't a joking situation.
Yeah.
You've cost us a lot of lives.
What was that penalty for? I mean, I want to see the replay. I do.
Does anyone know what it was for?
I don't really know. The linesman made some sort of strange, like, notion that made me think it was either a headlock, an elbow, or an
handball. Hey, I've got it.
Yeah, Frampton handball, which is what I thought originally. I think Smith came.
Smith must have punched
the
ball
onto his arm, but that seems a bit harsh to me.
But see, the action he was making.
Well, it has to be a deliberate handball, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because you can handle the ball in the area if it's classed as accidental.
But then he was just awful, wasn't he?
It was the action the referee was trying to give to show what it was for. And it's like, I don't know whether he's doing charades or some little break dancing, but you can't tell either way whether he meant someone's been elbowed or it's handball.
Yeah, well, you weren't alone in not knowing what the referee was doing. No one in that stadium had a clue what
the guy
was
behind us, right? He was going, shouldn't even be, that penalty shouldn't even like count. I was like, well, I was thinking, well, yeah, he's right, it shouldn't even count. He goes, no, shouldn't even count. They encroached when they took it. Should definitely be like retaken it.
Yeah,
now we're clutching against Ross.
Yeah.
Start counting foul throws as well.
And lucky for Smith though.
Yeah, that's playing goal, that's a heartbreaker, isn't it? I mean, I've never saved a penalty. But in the unlikely event that I ever did, that would be massive.
Hang on, no, you have saved a penalty, because I played in that tournament with you where you said a few too many swear words when you saved that penalty in the penalty shootout, and then you realised there were like loads of five-year-old kids.
I didn't want to blame wearing trumpet, so I said I've never saved a penalty, and then what you've done is jumped in and went, oh, remember that brilliant save you made? I do remember. But that is massively annoying when, I mean, let's face it, the odds are against you as a keeper, aren't they, for a penalty. Yeah. So for you to save it and keep the ball out and then just watch the bloke roll in and kick it into the other side of the goal while you're still dead on the ground.
It was really annoying.
It's just massively annoying. Especially when it's probably not even a penalty to begin with.
I spent the next 10 minutes just in a like confused, dazed kind of state where I thought, it was a bit surreal, you know? What's going on? What was that for?
Them scoring had one positive effect, which is it actually woke us up and we started to play.
Well, that seems to need to happen these days though, doesn't it? Which isn't a great thing. Yeah, can I just say, obviously we've gone straight into lambasting the ref, but not blaming the ref for today. Today was appalling, you know. Let's be honest. Second half today was depressing.
First half performance from Bull, I think he's just too lightweight for this, mate. I really do. I know he's got very good feet in the box and whatnot, but... Yeah. Was he playing as a second striker?
Yeah, it was like a 4-4-1-1.
I was just surprised to see him start. I mean, it wasn't... Perricrap. You know,
you're really off thick with that, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm going to keep it until he gets better. So
I'll probably never change it.
He, obviously, as we talked about in the Peter game, he didn't have the best of games. He probably had the worst of games. He got hauled off. De Sevi came on, which we didn't really mention much when we did the podcast. And I thought De Sevi looked lively when he came on.
He did.
I
wouldn't have been at all surprised today if he'd started.
I expected him to come on.
And when I saw the team come in, and I saw it on the scoreboard as I was walking into the ground, when I saw Ball was playing, I thought, oh no, he's going to play Ball and Perricard, which means that a deal's already been done for Austin and they don't want to risk him today. And then I saw Austin was playing and I thought, maybe one of them's injured. Then you see Perricard and De Sevi on the bench. And then De Sevi doesn't get on today.
What's De Sevi done?
Makes you wonder what he's done.
Has upset someone.
Maybe, possibly.
Maybe played some sort of Christmas prank
on Danny Wilson.
Bucket of water over the door.
Opens it, falls. It is a classic
One. That's
a great
prank. Tested.
Yeah.
Or hit something in the turkey.
I don't know what, giblets, maybe.
Frampton was in stitches. Not literally, that one.
The good thing about it is, if you were at Swindon, you wanted to play a plank on Danny Wilson, you could all do it, because you know that if you all run away, you could be a mile away and Pericard wouldn't have even made it out of the room. And where it actually took place, it'd just be doing that stupid slow little jog he does. Billy, was that you?
With ball, I don't know what it is, it's just he just seems to get knocked off the ball so easily.
Yeah, and he's not really got that injection of pace or anything.
He makes
he does make some good runs. People weren't finding him. I don't think it brought the best out of Charlie either. I don't think Charlie quite knew what was expected of him. But it's going to happen with a new partnership, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Is that a partnership? Is that viable? I don't know.
The worry is that is he playing ball now because
it's
going to be more chance.
Options,
is it going to be because there's more chance of ball playing because we're going to have one less striker next week?
How does it go?
It was a good finish from Richie. He kept it.
Deal's come in for you. We thought kids about. They need someone to run the old football team down there.
I thought it might be a ploy, but they brought in Ball because he's very different to Pericard, isn't he? He's not as strong as Pericard. Yeah. He can't hold the ball up as well. And then I thought maybe Wilson was trying to get Swindon fans to think, oh, Pericard would hold it up there. Ball's not. Maybe realise what they were missing when we did our Pericard. But then, unfortunately, later on in the game, we brought Pericard on and we all realised what we'd missed.
Yeah,
and it was nothing.
You remember we used to get those...
The Bison. We were stuck with the name today. The Bison.
No, you called him V-Unit and the Bison.
V-Unit.
Say, maybe what Pericard needs is... You remember they used to get that game? I think it was called Scatch, which is the Velcro thing. Pericard just needs...
Just cover his chest in that.
Feet in Velcro. Put a few strips of Velcro on the ball when nobody looking. Then, hey presto, he can hold the ball up.
So you're saying, in order for Pericard to succeed at Swindon Town, we need to alter the fundamentals of the game.
We just need to cover him. We need to cover him in Velcro.
Yeah,
include Velcro on the ball.
Nobody would notice.
Yeah, no one will mind. That'll be fine.
A bit of an abject first half performance, then, really.
Yeah, it was like almost in reverse, wasn't it? Peterborough, we were very good.
I say abject. We did equalise before, didn't we?
We did. Richie, 21 minutes.
At the break, I was quite confident, but we could.
Yeah, I thought we were going to do them. I thought they've given all they can. It's not enough. Radiohead lyric there. I thought we were going to do them.
Great
finish from Richie.
Yeah, it was a very good finish.
Yeah, as you were saying,
good work from Caddis actually.
It was the Peterborough game in reverse, but worse. Do you know what I mean? Like Peterborough, we were pretty poor first half and really quite good second half. And this game, we were all right first half and absolutely terrible second half.
The thing is, you said
we couldn't string a pass together.
We need to seem to be on the verge of being out of the game to actually put some effort together.
And the playing the ball out of our own half, we're not finding anyone.
That's where we miss Douglas, isn't it? Because Douglas will come and take it off the back four.
And Ferry, to be fair, is tidy.
Yeah,
and Pratton isn't. Although Pratton is effective, and Ferry perhaps isn't.
There's been a few players just recently I've been impressed with her performance. Sheehan was good today.
I thought
he was good against Peterborough.
He's definitely, he's definitely making a case, isn't he, for the first
half? Yeah, without a doubt. And I think McGovern has been.
He's been alright last few games.
Yeah, I thought he was one of our better players against Crawley as well. When you watch McGovern, it at least looks like he cares.
Putting the effort, he's tracking back today, considering he's got a fairly old pair of legs, compared with some of the other people.
Yeah, people.
Well, maybe that's what he thinks now. Maybe he thinks I'm a senior player. I've got to step up a little bit.
Well, fair play to the bit. Good. Lead by example, Vince.
Okay, what about them? I mean, they had some pretty good players, didn't they? That Feeney looked good.
Smith, I was impressed with them.
Yeah,
Smith. Hats off to them. I know it's a close
Taylor distance as well.
But 1,000 fans, fair play.
Yeah, and they made a lot of noise as well.
They did make a lot of noise. There wasn't a pocket of noise from the fans. It was all of them, wasn't it?
Yeah. So,
and that's good. New Year's Day,
One of the things just put good win for that today is there was a bit of needling today's game, wasn't there?
There was a couple
of incidents off the ball.
Down my town end.
When you feel like you're really in a fight, you're in a battle, which it did feel like today, it hurts even more when you lose.
Let's put them up to fourth.
And you can't... Their centre-back has controlled it with his head. Mm. Then he's turned round, let it bounce on the penalty spot. And then he's had an overhead kick into the top corner. How can their tallest player, or second tallest player, have that much...
I think he even waved to their fans in between as well.
Yeah, he probably did. I mean, I think Pericard shook his hand before he...
it was weird, though, because even though I was a little bit disappointed in the second half and I was thinking, we're just not playing football, and if we could just get it on the deck and maybe fashion a few chances, I reckon we could get the win here.
Yeah.
It wasn't really until you know, 75, maybe even 78 minutes that I started thinking, oh no, what did end up happening? I didn't entertain the idea, and then
until I jinxed it.
And then, well, yeah, I'm not blaming you though, mate.
Ben
turned to me, shrugged his shoulder, and said, "It's going to be a draw, isn't it?" And at that point, I knew it wasn't.
Yeah, because he's never right.
Sorry, Swindon, I let you down.
But
at that point, I wouldn't. You know, you wouldn't have taken a draw.
We didn't have any answers.
At one each, you wouldn't have taken a.
Did we do anything second half?
No, we did nothing. And we did even less once they'd scored, which really annoyed me.
Yeah. Did they do a lot? Can you think of a lot of other chances?
There was that Pericod chance, wasn't it? It was very well worked.
Yeah, which the keeper saved with his feet.
Was that Cadiz who hit it like 100 miles in the air to himself?
Yes, it was.
A trick, I think, man.
A very underrated skill.
Yeah, it is. If you're doing kick-ups, you could, like, you know, like, you can do kick-ups and do a 360 and then carry on doing
that's
kick-ups.
That's what you should have done.
Think how many 360s you'd be able to do.
He played well today, Cadiz, actually.
You learned that from Big Kev.
Yeah.
We haven't massively missed Morrison in the last two games.
Not really.
Cuthbert was good today.
I thought we would, because I thought Morrison had been good start of the season.
I agree with that.
Cadiz was a bit shaky.
But Cuthbert's been good. Sheehan's been really good since he came back in.
But Frampton did.
Cadiz has been. Yeah, Frampton's been good.
I mean, Richie got the man of the match.
We missed Douglas. We knew the minute he got sent off, we're going to miss him massively.
Yeah, I mean,
just when you say about the man of the match from Richie.
Nah.
Why is it that whenever you score, you get man of the match?
Charlie Austin's been man of the match a lot of times when he's done nothing other than
score. I know, but it's like our mate John said to us, he goes, all he did was score. Literally, all he has done all game is score.
Yeah, I think he had a header near the end as well, at the end of the first half. But yeah, no, he wasn't. I think Sheehan, it's got to be Sheehan, isn't
Sheehan
it?
Sheehan was brilliant today.
Even though, but then we've conceded two goals, so can you really give it to the centre-back? I don't know.
In fairness, I suppose Smith didn't really do anything wrong today either, did he?
No.
Distribution was fairly good, and he saw a lot of the ball to his feet as well. And the pitch, I don't know if you noticed, but the pitch wasn't great today.
No, it wasn't.
The ball was bobbling up quite a bit. I don't know whether they bothered covering it, because it hasn't been as cold.
I don't think they did. Anyway,
just a massively frustrating result.
Yeah, it was a frustrating result. So someone posted on Twitter earlier, I hope today doesn't end up with the cherries on top. But
everyone's a comedian.
Everyone, except us.
Except us.
I would imagine that person will probably have their own cherry for quite some time.
Yeah.
Sad enough to put tweets like that.
You can't give it back.
Can you?
What have you told?
I don't know.
What have you been selling to people? I can give it back. We've got to. Anyway,
we've digressed. In an offensive and sexual way.
So not the best start to 2011, but hey. It's Swindon Town.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
We still believe. We still believe.
Anyway, that was Bournemouth.
Well, we're into the second half of the season now, so we thought it'd be a good idea to just kind of give a bit of a review of the season so far. We thought the easiest way to do it would be to list a negative and a positive thing, and we each get to list one.
Interesting that you start with a negative.
Yeah, it's interesting. Psychology playing a part there, Freud or whatever. I don't want to, you know,
I'm a famous psychologist.
Leonard, isn't that what Freud said?
McCartney.
Yeah, people like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, starting with Ian.
Okay. Well, quick thing about the season so far. It's been pretty awful, really. The annoying thing is, I still think we've got a decent team there. Every single time, I don't know if you two are the same, whenever I look at a league table, I'm not thinking, oh, we might be in a relegation battle, we're only 6 or 7 points off bottom. I'm always counting how many points we are away from the playoffs.
Yeah,
because I still think in my head that that's where we should be and that's where we can be.
Isn't that your inherent Swindon fan built-in
instinct? Well, maybe it is. I mean, as a Swindon fan, we're either going for promotion or we're being relegated, aren't we?
There's
never really any in between.
Maybe that's why this season feels a bit uncomfortable.
Because we're sort of mid-table mediocrity.
Lower mid-table mediocrity.
I'm not sure. I suppose the biggest negative of this season is either Pericard just hasn't done what I hoped he would. It's either that or that ridiculous moustache Danny Wilson grew. For the month of November.
Close run thing.
Well, I would say with the moustache and Pericard, they both probably should have gone at the end of November.
Yeah.
The biggest positive has obviously got to be number 32, and Charlie Austin. He's been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, difficult to look beyond that.
I'd like to think we can have the same discussion next year and I'll be saying the same thing, but whether he'll still be our player.
Don't go, Charlie.
Don't want to think
Please don't go.
He's good. If you start singing, mate, he's going to go.
Don't go.
Me and Ben will probably go. Me and Ben will probably go with him. To be honest,
it just seemed appropriate.
All right. Well,
all's not lost.
KWS 1992. Anyway, that's a. Please don't go.
He was just name checking the fact that he knew who sung Please Don't Go in an attempt to try and impress some listeners, which I should imagine has failed dismally.
Yeah, so you listeners out there thinking Robin's a pretty cool guy.
Didn't even impress the two people in the room.
No. All is not lost. You know, it has been a disappointing first half or start to the season. We haven't picked up as many points as we should like. We haven't played as well as we should. But we've got a decent team. We can still do something in this league.
Okay.
Right. Well, for me, positive, I echo Ian's sentiments about Charlie Austin.
Oh, are you just copying his?
No, I'm not copying. The boy can really finish. And
he is copying.
I know a lot of people go on about him being the greatest player in the world. Well, you know, the way they talk about him, just, and he could do no wrong. Me personally, I think there's a lot of things that he could sort out with his game, but it's just when he's in the box and he's got the start of goal, you've never bet against him.
No.
The boy can finish unbelievably well.
And he also tracks back.
Yeah, he does. I always appreciate it.
And he's also very good at conjuring a bit of magic when he's under pressure and in tight spaces. So he's got a lot to his game, but you're right, he's still. And to be fair to him, if he does move on, you can't blame him, can you?
No.
You
know, for me, the negative is that the less than expected sort of performance of our new signings, and I'm talking about all of them. Mm. How many of our new signings have come in and actually dominated?
Slotted in, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not really. It's all been a bit lukewarm.
Yeah.
You know, Caddis has done all right. Ferry's done. We knew Ferry from before, but he's done all right. Dosebi's done not that well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one's really taken the ball by the horns. No. Crutton's done all right.
We don't have another Charlie Austin, do we? That's the. We haven't unearthed another person. Yeah.
But just even like not the non-league, you know, just someone coming in, we've spent a bit of money on who's done really well, who's justified that fee. I don't think anyone's justified their fee who's come in so far.
No, that's... It's...
Anyway, I'm hogging your time, Robin.
No, don't worry. I mean, you know...
Positive and negative.
Positive and
like
negative.
Can I change my negative to his singing earlier on?
Yeah.
I think that...
Yeah, I'm sorry about the singing. It felt appropriate at the time, but I can now see the error of my ways.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, curl up into a little ball and die. That's what.
that would be a lovely end to the year.
What a positive that would be
if you would do that.
Okay, so positives and negatives. Difficult negatives, I would have to say. We're just not performing to our capabilities. If you look at the depth of our squad, we've got an array of options in most positions, and when, you know, compare that with what you actually see on the pitch, there's obviously something going wrong. I'm not prepared to point the finger yet at Wilson, but if it's this bad by at the end of the season, then you've got to question how much further he can take the side, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that's you know, it's difficult to say that because, you know, I don't want to say it. You know,
definitely give him to the end of the season. Let's not.
Yeah.
But then, even then, it's kind of like, I don't want to say he's on borrowed time. It's
I mean, they're all on borrowed time, aren't they, these days?
So. Positive.
And it can't be Charlie Austin. Well, there's only one thing to go for then. It's Carvery Rolls.
that's a big positive.
That is pretty good.
Carvery Rolls and the Balti Pie is a lot more readily available.
That Balti Pie that John had at the Peterborough match smelled absolutely gorgeous. I've not had one this season yet. I'm going to have one.
Do you know what?
A
few seasons ago, we tried to track them down. We couldn't get them anywhere in the Dom Rogers. Like, there was one stand that apparently did them, but whenever we got there, they didn't have any. But now they're a lot more readily available.
I think they could be, those Balti Pies could be a cure for flu. Yeah, I had flu for about 5 days. I haven't been able to smell anything at all. Today, my scent came back, and it was the smell of a Balti Pie.
Really?
Which had worked its way through whatever was blocking up my nose. And I thought maybe it's a magical cure.
Well, I mean,
the medicinal purposes. Sorry, medicinal...
medicinal powers of the Swindon Town Balti Pie.
Have often been put in medical journals.
Yeah,
it does. It sounds good. It's got something about it. I like that.
I think it's because the main ingredient of those pies is penicillin. That's not proven, but
allegedly. Anyway, that's our sort of mid-season
Alexander
review.
Fleming
yeah, I mean,
those
that
pies.
Was that was an in-depth,
in-depth there.
In-depth
no,
piece
no
of
official
football
awards.
Analysis punditry.
Yeah. Anyway,
thanks a lot.
Thanks.
I can still smell Bobby pies.
Yeah.
Right, we're on to my favourite part of the whole podcast, because I'm winning still. Predictions. So the score from last time was 9 to me, 6 to Robin, and 6 to Ian, the newcomer. Not actually earned any of those points.
Asterisk.
Yep. You know, in the Rothmans player annual, or whatever it is, football annual, it will have some sort of...
Rothmans?
Yeah, Rothmans.
They haven't sponsored anything since about 1983.
Things were better when cigarette companies were allowed to sponsor stuff.
That's true, actually.
Society was a better place.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Our predictions. Only one of the games that we predicted happened, which was Crawley. And
we all said we'd win.
Yeah, Robin, you're 1-0. Ben, that's me, 2-0. And Ian, 3-1. We're all massively wrong, so no points there. It stays at 9-6-6. So moving on to the next games, we have Charlton away on the 3rd of January. And then Oldham away on what day, Robin?
The 8th.
8th of January. And then Yeovil at home on the 15th, which is when we'll do the next podcast. So, predicting away. Charlton, Robin, it's a special day for you, so you can predict first.
Special.
Special day. Special day, Robin.
Yeah,
we'll let that lie.
Okay, so it's a special day because it's my birthday. I'm going to be 23.
All your identity thieves out there. Yeah. There we are.
23 in reverse. Anyway, they beat us 3-0 at our place, didn't they? 32.
Does that mean he's backwards?
Yeah, I think it means backwards. Yeah. 3.2.
They beat us at our... I haven't predicted a loss yet, because...
Hang on, you can't predict a loss.
It's just... You did. You said 3-1 when we had Peterborough away.
Oh, yeah, go then. All right. You can't predict a loss. Go for it.
No, I'm not going to predict a loss. I don't know how we're not going to lose that game.
So?
We're gonna draw it
1-1. 1-1. Ian?
Yeah, I'm not doing any mumbo jumbo. We're gonna get beaten convincingly. Yeah. They did us 4-0 at home. I think it'll be
3-0.
Was it 3-0?
Yeah.
3-0, 4-0. It'll be 4-0 this time, I think.
I hope you realise.
Bloody hell, are you seriously?
Yeah, honestly.
You've compromised.
Unless Pericard doesn't play.
You've compromised.
Then it could be less.
You've
than
compromised
that.
Your integrity to just gain a few points on our predictions league. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Well, the proof is in the pudding, isn't it? Right. If he plays, we've got no chance.
Well, I'm going to be strategic here, and I'm going to say we're going to win, because
we're
going to win. That's the only way I can get points that you guys can't get. So I'm going to say we're going to win 2-1.
So that's why you always pick last.
No,
we'll take it.
Right, so Oldham, I'm going to pick first in this bad boy, and I'm going to say... And we had predictions for this last time. I'm going to use my old prediction, 3-0. Because we're the Harlem Globetrotters away from home, aren't we?
We are the Harlem Globetrotters of League One.
Okay, Robin, you can go second in this one.
This is the Owls, isn't it? Okay, so... Yeah, we're going to win that one.
Score.
We're going to win that one. We're going to nick it.
Score.
We're going to nick it 2-1 at the end, at the death.
Okay,
Ferry's going to crop up with a rare goal.
I was going to say 2-1. I think we'll win as well.
Score.
But I'll go 1-0. Swindle.
Oh,
come on.
Big guy. Right, Ian, you get to pick first. Yeovil at home.
Yeah, I can see us winning that game, mate.
Come on.
All right, tell me a score. You have to say winning.
Convincingly.
7-0.
We always concede, don't we? 3-1.
Right, not bad. Not a bad shout.
Bowditch again.
I get to go second.
Yeah.
2-0.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go for.
Tough.
Well, he's already gone for it. So.
Tough.
Yeah, all right. All right, 1-0 then. 1-0.
1-0. Not much faith.
That's 7 points in the next 3 games, I've predicted. That's a fair bit of faith.
Some people say we're optimistic.
Misguided faith, that is.
Okay, so it's still 9-6-6. God, I love predictions.
Yeah, I mean, Ben is still winning the predictions.
Probably with a festive period, we should just predicted which games would have been on.
Yeah.
Which ones
would have
not.
That would have been more interesting,
That would have been better.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Games that Pericard's going to play in? Hopefully not.
It sounds like I'm really down about Pericard. Only because we're fresh back from the game today and he had a bad game.
His last two games have been...
It's even more weird considering your best friends.
Yeah, I like Pericard. I think he's a decent player. A lot better player than he's been in the last few games, but...
Are you really best friends with him? Do you go around his house for tea?
I've got no idea who
his mum gives you those smiley faces potato things.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
I do love those.
With fried eggs.
She burns them, though, and I just get annoyed with it.
Yeah.
I think it's because she said, "Vinny, run in and turn the oven off." By the time he's got in there, they're all just burnt. They're just burnt to a crisp. In the end, she has to give up and get DeSevi to come on and do it. It's an unusual theme
of them all living in a big house, substituting others in to finish off the cooking.
It's when the players do all live together, don't they, in one big house?
Yes, they do. Ferry lives in the top.
I've never.
That's what they should do.
And then you just evict one player every week.
I've now got visions of Big Kev in the conservatory with crayons.
Drawing bumblebees.
Anyway.
This one's for Danny. Put it on the fridge. Anyway, that was predictions.
And that was Wise Men Say Episode 8. Sorry that it wasn't full of New Year's optimism, but difficult to be optimistic when we're all hungover and we're not playing very well, I would say.
Ian's got the flu as well.
I'm ill.
Ian has got the flu. Ian has been a very brave little soldier. It's nothing to do with the fact that...
I went to the game today, and I'm so ill, but I've got a medium-sized Toblerone, which I got for Christmas, which I haven't even eaten yet. That's how ill I am.
Ooh, not even mad enough to handle the large, sir.
I've got a standard-sized Toblerone, yeah. Anyway, that's another story. Just to remind all the hundreds of thousands of listeners out there, we do have an email address, so please do email them, and we will reply to every email we receive. The address is wisemensay.
Yeah, we've replied to both of them so far, so that's
one of them was spam as well.
Yeah. I still don't understand why you sent the same email twice. Yeah. We did respond twice.
And to be honest, I've replied, and nothing's grown.
Yeah. If I want spam, I'll just go to the co-op.
Worst joke ever. Do you see what he's done there?
Yeah, rubbish.
What you've cleverly done there is taken the email form of spam,
yeah,
and then placed that with a meat-based snack.
It's actually a satirical slur on the technology advances in.
He does it sometimes, doesn't he? Just goes off in loads of big words and attempts to confuse people.
Yeah, it doesn't work though. Okay, anyway, we do have an email address underneath all that, and it is wisemensay@live.co.uk. We also have a website, which is wisemensay.stfc.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook, as Wise Men Say. Facebook, Book of the Face. And we're also on Twitter, Wise Men Say STFC. So you can use any of those various mediums to look for us if you don't want to go and buy some
communicate
spam
with us.
Your local co-op.
We love communication. We're all about communication.
We feed off communication.
We do. Communication.
Well, we feed off Toblerone.
Yeah, I don't.
Right, Toblerone, Balti Pies and Carvery Rolls.
Do you want to put a post address on there? Because I know I've got a lot of listeners who want to send me a get well card.
Yeah.
I want to make sure they'll get here.
Just drop it in the Ladbrokes in Wootton Bassett.
Just drop it in at Ladbrokes. It's not a Ladbrokes in Wootton Bassett. Drop it in at Coral's Wootton Bassett.
There I am. I'm normally by the roulette machine.
Come on there. Say hello.
Drop it to Tony. He'll give it to me when I arrive.
Glad you're feeling better.
And if anyone wants to donate any money, if they can just load it directly onto machine number 2 for me.
Episode 9 should be ready by Sunday the 16th of January. We're going to review at Charlton, away at Oldham, and at home to Yeovil, and we'll probably think of some fun and funky features to do between now and then as well.
Hey, to master the fact that we've taken no points and we'll never load a game.
To master that horrible yet inevitable fact.
I think we're running out of features.
We are running out of features.
And now
it's like Michael Jackson.
I got the joke. You didn't have to do the nose action.
Okay. I was pleased with that. Anyway,
that was episode 8.
That was episode 8, not 7.
See you next time.
Bye.
Like the sports personality of the year. You know, like the really embarrassing, cringy moments, like where Sue Barker's talking.
Yeah.
God, Sue Barker. You slept with Cliff Richard, allegedly.
She did. Smashed his brain.